Fable 5 lands, Mythos class for everyone. Anthropic shipped Fable 5 this week, and the positioning tells you everything about where the Frontier Lab business model is heading. Fable 5 is a Mythos class model. Same underlying architecture as the Mythos 5 that remains locked behind enterprise partnerships. But with classifier-based guardrails that route cybersecurity, biology, chemistry, and distillation queries to Opus 4.8 instead. Anthropic claims this fallback triggers in fewer than 5% of sessions. At $10 per million input tokens and $50 per million output tokens, it is double the price of Opus 4.8 and the most expensive general access model on the market. The benchmarks are strong. Agentic Coding Bench hits 80% versus Opus 4.8 69%, and Stripe reportedly compressed months of codebase-wide migration across a 50 million line Ruby codebase into days. The extra high effort level is the cost sweet spot. Max effort roughly doubles the spend for marginal accuracy gains. Fable 5 also introduces a mandatory 30-day data retention policy for all Mythos class traffic, including third-party API access, which Anthropic frames as a safety necessity. On offensive cyber capability, Fable's classifiers achieved zero successful attacks across all tested scenarios in internal evaluations, and an external bug bounty produced no universal jailbreaks in over 1,000 hours of testing. Ethan Mollick's extended test is the most useful independent evaluation so far. He describes Fable 5 as a patron, not a wizard. The model does not replace expertise but multiplies it. In a 9.5-hour session, he built Concord, a research-grade software tool for academic collaboration, and an isochrone map application. His key observation: the model stays coherent across hundreds of thousands of tokens, referencing earlier decisions correctly deep into long sessions. This is the capability gap that Opus 4.7 and 4.8 struggled with, and it matters for agentic workflows where drift accumulates silently over extended runs. Anthropic's own tests reinforce the long context story. Fable 5 built a Slay the Spire implementation with persistent file-based memory, improving its performance 3 times over Opus 4.8. On vision, Fable beat Pokemon Fire Red with a minimal vision-only harness. No supplementary tools required. Anthropic also claims Fable 5 is more token efficient than previous Claude models, which partially offsets the doubled per token price. A project that cost X on Opus 4.8 will not necessarily cost 2X on Fable 5, though it will not be cheaper either. Reuven Cohen argues the real unlock is not the model itself, but the harness around it. His thesis: Synthlang's symbolic guidance combined with Revector memory and contrastive evaluation layers recovers most of the capability gap between Fable and unrestricted Mythos. The future is not bigger models. The future is better systems. It is a compelling framing, even if the specific tooling pitch is self-serving. A commenter notes Fable 5 is no better at completing structured tasks than 4.8, and maybe worse due to instruction deviation. The underlying point, that orchestration infrastructure often contributes more than model upgrades, is consistent with what practitioners report across the ecosystem.
Apple bets the AI stack on tiered intelligence. Apple's WWDC revealed the architecture behind Apple Intelligence, a three-tier routing system where on-device models handle basic tasks, private cloud compute handles mid-complexity work in cryptographically attested silicon enclaves and third-party models, starting with Gemini. Handle the rest. The system orchestrator decides which tier processes each request, with the stated goal of keeping as much computation local as possible. The developer documentation for Core AI landed alongside the announcement, though it is mostly navigation scaffolding, framework references, and API surface area without deep implementation guidance. What is visible suggests Apple is building a stable abstraction layer that lets app developers target intelligence without caring which tier actually executes. Michal Malowitz makes the sharper argument: Apple just made paid AI subscriptions structurally unnecessary for most consumers. If on-device intelligence handles the common cases, Siri queries, text summarization, basic image understanding, the value proposition for $1.20/month ChatGPT Plus or Gemini Advanced subscription collapses for casual users. He suggests Apple should acquire Llama to strengthen the on-device layer, which is an interesting strategic read, even if the acquisition logic is speculative. The real pressure is on Google and OpenAI. If Apple's bundled tier is good enough, the paid AI product market contracts to developers and power users who need frontier capability. The law firm use case crystallizes this tension. Regulated industries that cannot send data to cloud AI have been improvising with Mac minis and open weight models. Apple's private cloud compute, if the attestation holds up under independent scrutiny, offers a middle path between local only and trust the cloud. When code quality outranks correctness, Cognition.ai released Frontier Code, the first benchmark designed to measure whether AI-generated code is actually mergeable, not just correct. Traditional benchmarks like SWBench test whether a model can produce a patch that passes tests. Frontier Code tests whether a senior engineer would approve the pull request. The results are sobering. Opus 4.8 leads at 13.4%, Diamond the highest quality tier, while GPT-5.5 scores 6.3%. The benchmark achieves an 81% lower false positive rate compared to existing code evaluation methods, meaning when Frontier Code says code is good, it usually is. The Diamond tier is deliberately stringent. It measures code that a senior reviewer would approve without requesting changes. Even the best model in the world clears that bar less than 14% of the time, which should recalibrate expectations about what AI, writes production code, actually means in practice today. This matters because the agentic coding workflow. Stripe's 300 AI-written PRs per week, Shopify's ROAS system, Amazon's claimed 500 developer years saved, depends on code that humans can review and merge without rework. A model that solves 80% of a stubby bench but produces code requiring refactoring before merge is not actually saving engineering time. It is redistributing it from writing to reviewing. Frontier Code attempts to measure the quality dimension that determines real-world ROI. The gap between correct and mergeable is where most of the hidden cost in AI-assisted development lies. Cohere's North Mini Code takes a different approach to the efficiency problem. It is a 30B parameter MoE with 128 experts and only 8 active per token, yielding roughly 3B active parameters. Training used 2-stage supervised fine-tuning plus asynchronous reinforcement learning with verifiable rewards. It scores 33.4 on Artificial Analysis's coding index. The interesting claim is cross-harness generalization. Performance holds across SDW Agent, Mini SDW Agent, and OpenCode, suggesting the model learned generalizable coding capability rather than overfitting to a specific evaluation scaffold. At 3B active parameters, it runs on consumer hardware, a meaningful data point, given that most production agentic coding workflows still assume cloud-scale compute. Config files are the new supply chain weapon. SafeDep disclosed a supply chain attack vector that exploits a blind spot in every major AI coding assistant, config files. The Miasma worm propagates via Claude code hooks, .claude/settings.json, Gemini CLI configs, cursor rules, VS Code tasks, NPM scripts, composer, and bundler. The dropper is 4.3 MB of obfuscated code that exfiltrates credentials for AWS, Azure, and GCP. It has been assigned CVE-2026-21852. The attack chain deserves detailed attention. These config files are designed to be trusted. They configure development environments, and developers routinely clone repositories containing them without review. The worm exploits the fact that hooks and task definitions in these files can execute arbitrary code. Lua.claude/settings.json defines post command hooks. A VS Code tasks.json runs shell commands on folder open, NPM scripts execute on install. The trust model assumes these files come from the project's developers. When they come from an attacker, the entire toolchain becomes a delivery mechanism. Trust prompts. Allow this hook to run. Provide insufficient defense because developers click through them reflexively after the first few dozen. The 7-tool attack surface is what makes Miasma architecturally interesting from a defense perspective. Previous supply chain worms targeted a single vector. NPM packages, PyPI wheels, GitHub actions. Miasma targets the configuration layer that sits above all of them, which means a single infected repository can compromise developers regardless of their primary language or toolchain. The defensive recommendation is straightforward, but requires discipline. Treat config files as executable code. Review them with the same scrutiny applied to source, and audit third-party repos before cloning into development environments. On the policy front, Signal published a statement opposing the UK government's push for on-device content scanning. Their argument: mass scanning mechanisms never stay narrowly scoped. What starts as child safety scanning expands to copyright enforcement, then to political speech, then to whatever the government of the day finds inconvenient. Signal frames the fundamental problem as one of infrastructure creation. Building the scanning capability, regardless of how narrowly it is initially targeted, creates machinery that any future government can repurpose. This is not hypothetical. It is the operational pattern observed in every jurisdiction that has deployed broad technical surveillance capabilities. Surveillance is not safety.
Research papers push toward trustworthy AI. Three papers this week tackle different failure modes that limit AI deployment in high-stakes domains. The Functional Task Network paper introduces a cortical grid architecture for continual learning that achieves near-zero catastrophic forgetting. The mechanism is a grid of small MLPs with a 3-stage masking process. Gradient descent selects candidate weights. Lateral smoothing enforces spatial coherence mimicking cortical columns. And K-winners-take-all binarization produces sparse binary masks that isolate each task's parameters. New tasks do not interfere with existing ones because they occupy different weight subsets. The system recovers previously learned tasks in a single gradient step from unlabeled data. Unsupervised task identification without stored exemplars. Tested on synthetic MNIST shuffled labels and permuted MNIST benchmarks. The cortical inspiration is not window dressing. The grid topology and lateral inhibition directly drive the parameter isolation that makes zero forgetting possible. VERIMED applies neurosymbolic verification to medical device requirements, a domain where ambiguity in specifications kills people. The pipeline has an LLM auto-formalize natural language requirements into SMTLIB logical formulas, then Z3 solver checks for consistency, vacuousness requirements that are trivially satisfiable, violatability whether a requirement can actually be tested against, and redundancy. The key innovation is ambiguity detection through stochastic formalization disagreement. Run the LLM multiple times, and if it produces different formalizations, the requirement is ambiguous by definition. With counterexample guided repair, the pipeline achieves 98.5% accuracy on hemodialysis and PCA infusion pump benchmarks. This is exactly the hybrid architecture that works. LLMs handle the messy natural language to formal logic translation where they excel, and deterministic solvers handle the verification where correctness guarantees actually matter. ChartCynx addresses a different trust problem, misleading data visualizations. The framework uses dual path analysis, a vision path that reads the chart as rendered and a data path that works from the underlying data, combined with a five-step detective chain of thought. Training uses Oracle-informed SFT plus deception-aware GRPO group relative policy optimization. Running on a Qwen3 VL8B backbone, it achieves 74.43% accuracy on misleading chart detection, a 29-point improvement over baseline and outperforming Gemini 3.1 Pro. The practical application is automated screening of charts in financial reports, academic papers, and news articles for common deception techniques, truncated axes, cherry-picked time windows, and misleading aggregations.
Open source drops and the tool economy. OpenCV5 is the most architecturally significant release in this batch. The new graph-based DNN engine rewrites inference from scratch with over 80% ONNX operator coverage, up from a small fraction in prior versions, native FP16 and BF16 support, flash attention fusion, and a hardware abstraction layer for vendor-tuned kernels across Intel IPP, ARM, Qualcomm, and RISC-V. The headline claim, faster than ONNX runtime on many models, is bold but plausible given the fusion opportunities a graph-based engine enables. OpenCV5 also runs LLMs and VLMs inside the DNN module with built-in tokenizer and KV cache support, multi-camera calibration, and a C++17 minimum. It repositions OpenCV from a traditional computer vision library to a serious inference engine. Alibaba's Marco MoE is a fully open multilingual MoE suite trained from scratch on 5.1 trillion tokens across 29 languages expanded to 64. Only approximately 5% of parameters activate per token through fine-grained upcycling from dense models. The models surpass similarly sized competitors on both English and multilingual benchmarks. The structured expert activation patterns, shared across related language families, specialized for linguistically isolated ones, suggest principled organization rather than brute force scaling. Full training datasets, recipes, and weights are disclosed. The post-trained Marco MoE instruct variants surpass competing models with significantly more activated parameters, which is the efficiency claim that matters. Useful multilingual capability at a fraction of the inference cost. BrandDocs ships as an open source agent skill set that learns office templates and generates on-brand documents by construction. The extract verify generate pipeline never writes literal style names or hex colors. Those live only in the brand profile. The deterministic engine works fully offline without a model. The model-assisted layer sits on top and can only reference captured facts. MIT licensed, alpha quality, with a 900+ test suite for Word. A Claude Code plugins roundup covered 10 community extensions, including Graphify for dependency visualization, GrillMe for adversarial code review, and an Obsidian integration. The ecosystem remains early. Most are single developer projects. But the pattern of specialized capability layers wrapping a foundation model is consistent across every major coding assistant platform. CrossLink is a Go-based LLM API gateway supporting dual protocol OpenAI and Anthropic native, 6 routing strategies, failover, response caching, RBAK, MCP gateway mode, and a View3 admin panel. It solves the practical problem of organizations running multiple model providers behind a single endpoint with unified access control. The kind of infrastructure plumbing that becomes load-bearing once agentic workflows start routing thousands of requests per hour across different providers for cost or capability reasons. LinkedOut is a Chrome extension that hides LinkedIn's promoted posts, suggested content, and AI-generated noise. 740 lines of vanilla JavaScript, zero data collection, using Mutation Observer plus localized label detection for internationalization support. It works across LinkedIn's language variants. Sometimes the most useful tool in the ecosystem is the one that removes things rather than adding them. Hidden infrastructure costs continue surfacing.
A developer's Blacksmith CI free trial resulted in a $1,081 invoice after usage continued past the free tier with no automatic cutoff. Disruption, in Blacksmith's terms, meant flagging the account, not suspending it. If a cloud service requires no credit card upfront and has no hard spending cap, your budget exists at their discretion. On the model release front, Hugging Face saw drops of AEON7QWEN3.627B uncensored variant and Google's Gemma 426B assistant tuned model, both expanding open weight options at the 2.6.2.7B parameter tier where single GPU deployment remains practical.